Hey there. Thank you for tuning in to the eLearning Champion Pod. It's so good to have you back for our 11th episode today on corporate learning through videos. And thank you for all your appreciation for our previous episodes. If this is your first time here, well, a very hearty welcome to you. I'm your host, Alika, and this is the eLearning Champion Pod. This is your home to everything e-learning. Here we discuss the ins and outs, burst various myths, and basically keep you on par with the e-learning world out there. Your success matters to us, and that's why we give you what matters to you. Today, we will be talking about setting video-based learning, the what, why, and how of it. We will look at the different types of videos and where we can use them in training topics. Finally, we will discuss the top four myths that are generally floating around video-based learning and some of the AI tools that we can use to create videos. We have Shalini Merigu joining us back for our 11th episode today. Welcome back, Shalini. It's great to have you again.
Thank you, Alika. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, before we get into the topic, let me just give a brief introduction about you to our audience here. Shalini is a versatile learning design professional with over 18 years of experience in instructional design, including instructor-led training, virtual instructor-led training, and e-learning. She is an expert in customer training, consulting, designing, learning, and user assistance solutions. She has got valuable hands-on experience in this domain, and that is exactly why she is the best fit to talk on a topic like this.
Thanks, Alika. I'd like to begin with a quick question for our listeners. Are you riding the video-based training wave? In our polls with customers in the past, we found that the majority of them had been using video-based training. So they were really surfing the wave. And a sizable chunk was testing the waters. And a very small percentage was still staying on the shore. I hope that in today's session, we can enthuse you to dive in deep and see the advantages of using this highly effective training format. Now, I would like to do a very quick activity for our listeners. I'm going to call out some benefits of video-based learning. As I read them out, do take a moment to mentally tick off the ones that you feel apply to video-based learning. So here goes, here are the benefits. See what applies, what you think applies to video-based learning. Cost effectiveness, enhanced retention, enhanced flexibility, responsive learning support, facilitation of micro-learning, enhanced learner engagement, improved knowledge application, provision of on-demand learning. So, how many did you mentally tick off? I'm sure most of us would agree that to a large extent, all the benefits I called out apply to video-based learning.
Absolutely.
Before continuing further, I'd like to make a quick mention of how we use videos in our own life. I mean, I'm sure all our experiences are more or less the same. I mean, we all watch videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
Cute animal videos, yummy cooking videos, mind-boggling stunt videos, music videos, inspirational videos, the list goes on. And of course, video tutorials that teach you practically anything in short bites. Even for those who weren't really too enthusiastic about video tutorials, I'm sure we can recall many instances, especially during the pandemic and the lockdowns, when our only hope for troubleshooting or getting something done were these tutorial videos. So how effective are they? Well, I remember this Ellen show in which she talked about a news item in USA Today that announced that an 8-year-old had learned to drive using a YouTube video tutorial, and he actually headed to McDonald's with his 4-year-old sister, who no doubt had watched a similar video and knew how to navigate. So there you go. Looks like we can pretty much learn anything with videos on YouTube. Jokes apart, videos are now around us everywhere. I'd like to share some stats that highlight the transformative role of videos in this digital age. 1 billion hours of daily content consumption happens on YouTube. Let that sink in. 1 billion hours every single day. 88% of companies utilize video-based training as per the 2021 training industry report. 88%.
Yeah, that's a huge number.
Yeah. And research by 3M Corporation shows that the brain processes visuals 60,000 times faster than text. And another interesting stat is, according to Forrester Research, employees are 75% more likely to watch a video than to read documents, emails, or web articles. So these are some very interesting stats to kickstart today's session.
That's great to hear such interesting stats, Shalini. The huge numbers define, you know, how the people are using mobile, especially anyone, even the kids nowadays. If we observe, they are more, most of the time, apart from their school, would like to, you know, watch videos, right from the kids till the adults and elders. It's just become a habit. That's why I think the statistics show how corporate trainings as well have become, you know, from a longer duration to a very short durations and quick watch snippets kind of a thing. So thank you for sharing that interesting statistics. I think given a choice between reading a 5,000 word lecture transcript or watching two short videos of 4 minutes each illustrating the lecture's central idea, most would opt for videos.
Exactly.
Obviously, yeah.
Yeah. And given a choice, the same thing applies to our learners too, right?
Right.
So let's look at video-based learning in detail. To begin with, what exactly is video-based learning? So in the context of corporate learning, video-based learning refers to the use of videos as a key tool for training and development within organizations. So it involves creating and developing instructional content through videos to help employees acquire new skills, gain knowledge, and improve their performance in a workplace setting. And videos offer a multi-sensory learning experience to every one of us, and they do this by incorporating, you know, when we incorporate interesting graphical elements, animations, live camera footage, sound effects, and so on. More significantly, the power of video as an e-learning tool lies in the fact that they are a cross-generational resource. From Gen Z to Boomers to Gen X, Y, you know, workplaces across, workplaces that have multi-generational workforces can really benefit from this format.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And of course, we're all connected to videos from a very long, for a very long time now. You know, if you think of a format, if you think of movies, in some sense, mm-hmm. you can look at them as long videos, right?
Yeah. Right.
And they are engaging, no doubt.
Yeah.
Now, I did touch on the benefits of video-based learning at the start of the session, but I'd like to dive a little deeper. Mm-hmm. For learners, videos make learning easier in many ways by making it more interesting mm-hmm. and helping them remember things better. And they reduce the cognitive load and enhance learning. And they can, you know, depending on the team that is producing it, they can be made highly dynamic and attractive with the help of a variety of elements.
Yeah.
Now, coming to the benefits for the organization, videos can cover all sorts of training needs, you know, teaching the knowledge part, the skill part, the attitude part. They're like a quick and handy just-in-time resource that help people to get good at their jobs faster. Plus, they're a great way to save money for companies.
Yeah, very true, Shalini. Video-based learning is a, you know, win-win for the learners and for the organization. So I just wanted to ask you a quick question here. Can you share something on the types of videos that can be used?
Sure. So basically, we look at videos, you know, we've divided them into four types based on the approach.
Okay.
The first type is explainer videos. Mm-hmm. And really, they're the most commonly used of all kinds of videos. They help to teach a concept that can be anything ranging between simple to complex. So they are the most widely employed type among video formats for a reason. Okay. Now, their primary purpose is to demystify and instruct the learner on a wide range of concepts. And they serve as effective tools for breaking down this complex information into digestible and understandable content. And, you know, they're highly, as I mentioned, very highly popular because of their effectiveness. So whether introducing a new product, explaining a process, or simplifying a challenging idea, explainer videos play a crucial role in delivering accessible and engaging content to a diverse audience.
Interesting to know about that concept.
And then we have the how-to videos. Mm-hmm. These videos, again, stand out as a very valuable instructional resource, which are they're designed to guide viewers through a step-by-step learning process. They are particularly effective in imparting knowledge about complex subjects, again, by breaking them down, you know, into manageable and easily understandable steps. So whether it's mastering a new skill, understanding a sophisticated procedure, or navigating through a process, how-to videos provide a structured format for learning. So their emphasis on clear and sequential instructions makes them a very popular choice for individuals who are seeking practical guidance and hands-on learning experiences. And overall, how-to videos serve as an indispensable tool in delivering effective and user-friendly training. The third type I'd like to mention is demo videos. So these videos are used to showcase the practical application and features typically of a product or service through dynamic visuals and engaging narratives. Demo videos aim to provide viewers with a first-hand look at how a particular offering functions and addresses their needs. Whether unveiling a new product, highlighting key features, or demonstrating the use of a service, these videos serve as a powerful tool. So by offering a tangible and a very visual representation, demo videos effectively communicate the value, the functionality of the showcased product or service. And they are, again, extremely popular.
Okay.
And then we have the simulation videos. The name says it all, but to briefly explain, simulation videos put the learner into a real-world environment. So basically, they immerse learners in real-world scenarios and try to provide an immersive learning experience. Now, the most common one that we use in corporate training is to explain software, where step-by-step demonstration within a simulated interface allows users to understand and navigate the software as if they were using it in an actual setting. So by replicating this, the real-life use of the software, simulation videos, they can really enhance practical understanding and help learners to get familiar with the intricacies of the software or, you know, the user interface and so on in a very controlled and instructive manner. So this approach is especially useful in training settings where hands-on experience is crucial for proficiency. Now, coming to the fourth type, which is interactive videos, they give the viewer the ability to interact with the video content itself. So it's not necessarily just a passive viewing experience, but users can click, drag, scroll, hover, you know, and complete other digital actions to interact with the video's content, similar to the way they'd interact with web content. And some ways to help learners interact during a video can be, you know, by providing hotspots within the video, branching scenes, scenarios, quizzes, and so on.
That was quite, you know, useful and detailed information of different types of videos. Shalini, thank you for sharing the detailings of each video type. So we have seen how versatile videos can be. Now, can you share some thoughts around how they differ in terms of look and feel?
Right. Videos can, you know, can be developed using a number of visual approaches, but I'm just going to talk about the most common ones here.
Okay.
So I think all of us are familiar with animation videos because they're very commonly used
Yes,
and typically absolutely. There is a story that is woven through it, and these videos enhance and illustrate the narrative, the topic, the process, or the idea through visuals, motion graphics, drawings, and other graphics.
Yeah, similar to that of a storytelling, you know, based
yes.
videos. Okay.
Yeah, or even you know to make a process come alive. You know, an animated
yeah.
video which can show it
demo
in
yeah.
animation. Yeah. And very close to that is the videographic approach. This is again very easy and common and a very simple style.
Mm-hmm.
It can sound a bit technical, but it is not. It can so basically in the videographic approach, we can visualize data, facts, information in a dynamic and interesting way. So we can use, you know, we can create these video graphics in the form of using icons, images, vectors, music, and narration, and so on. Now, the third one, which I'd like to mention is, you know, again, something we're all familiar with, live action videos. So they are almost like a kind of cinematography, you know, that uses videography instead of animation. So that means real people, real sets, real props. Now, these type of videos give a very realistic feeling to learners about the topic they are learning about.
Excellent.
And this in turn, you know, helps them to remember this content for a very long time. And I mean, we've all watched live action videos.
Yes, absolutely.
Of product demos and, you know, people going through a troubleshooting technique, for instance.
Yeah. And most of the time, this live action videos are, you know, we have been seeing so far for the product based, you know, type
yeah.
of categories.
Right. And coming to the next type, I'm sure all of our listeners have heard of and used whiteboard animations. Now, they were a thing when they first were launched, but now they have a very widespread use. So whiteboard videos typically show the hand of an off-screen illustrator
mm-hmm.
as they physically draw graphics with a corresponding voiceover. And here there's no limitation to the style of graphics, sounds, or strategy. There are a lot of possibilities here as well.
Yeah, it's sounding very interesting to hear about the concept of this videos.
And, right. And the last style that I would like to share is that of videos using talking heads. So this style can be very similar to live action, but there will be an avatar who's going to explain things, talk to learners, share thoughts, best practices, and so on. So essentially, you know, these are the five popular videos video types that are used.
Okay.
And I'd like to just pause here to ask ourselves the question, to ask our listeners, what do you think are the different types of trainings in which videos can be used? You know, different training areas or topics. So do think about it for a few seconds.
Yeah.
I'm sure we all have our favorites, but I'm going to go ahead and share a list of all the types of trainings in which we have used video-based learning very successfully. So we have used them in leadership training, sales enablement training, onboarding for new employees, product knowledge training, compliance and regulatory training, enhancing soft skills, DEI training, sustainability and environmental training, customer service excellence training, and also in technical skills development.
Wow, that's such a exhaustive list, Shalini.
Right.
Yeah, videos are, listening to you, it looks like videos are such a great strategy that they can't be a limit to its usage. But why do you think many organizations are still not riding the video-based learning wave?
Yeah, good question, Alekha. I think it's primarily because of the misconceptions around their usage.
Mm-hmm.
There are several myths around this topic, but I'd like to just address the top four.
Please.
The first one is that people think that video learning is just passive.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that one-sided.
People are just watching. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The thing is, videos can be made highly engaging and they're dynamic, and they are engaging because of the multiple elements we use to create them. You know, I mentioned the movie earlier, which kind of is like a long video in the sense we are also just watching it. And one could say that we are just being passive. So it all depends on how sound the video is. A very well designed video does not have to translate into, you know, a passive viewing experience. It pulls people in. It pulls the learner in.
Yeah.
And that is where it all depends on how you leverage them.
Right.
And the next myth is that, you know, they're very expensive and time consuming. But here's the good news. Research has shown that it doesn't have to be. Since the strategy around the video is to make it as crisp as possible, we can make it quite quickly compared to other learning formats. Actually, plenty of options exist for companies that don't want to spend too much time on longer, lengthier learning formats. And as for cost, again, this is less than other learning formats. In fact, many of us don't realize that we can also cut video production costs by repurposing and recycling videos.
Yeah, that's actually a great news to listen, because I am sure that most of are having, you know, being in this L&D industry, most of us think that it is very cost, expensive, and it takes a lot of time. But thank you for sharing this, myth. Actually, debusting this myth really helps. Thank you, Shalini.
Right. The third myth is that video learning is just an add-on. You know, it's an added extra and we can manage without it. Mm-hmm. Now, I would like to discuss this myth along with the fourth myth, which is the other extreme, actually. That, you know, if you're using videos, we don't need any other resources. Some believe that video alone is sufficient to deliver comprehensive learning. In reality, effective learning, you know, as we all know, often involves a blend of various resources, including text-based materials, hands-on activities, e-learning, ILT, and assessments to reinforce and assess comprehension. And videos can be part of a bigger picture of this blended solution.
Right. It is actually helpful to be aware of the strengths and limitations of the use. Thank you once again for debusting all this four important, myths around video-based learning. Now, another question is so where do we use them?
Well, there are opportunities, where videos can bring a lot of value to the learning. So you can create videos before the actual training, whether it's a classroom session or an e-learning. So a video can serve as an introduction to the topic, you know, something like a prerequisite to the training. Mm-hmm. In a classroom session, this provides the learners and trainer an opportunity to recap, discuss, and brainstorm. And during the training, you can take opportunities to add messages from stakeholders, which give a personal touch and let learners know the seriousness of the topic they're being trained on, or the what's in it for them. And we can present various scenarios as videos. You can provide more information that learners can take time later to view. So again, think of summaries. Typically, how do we do summaries? In the traditional way, we just click on tabs. You know, here's a summary, click on each tab. Now, when we think out of the box and make a video that learners can download and keep with them for later reference, that's a good win, because not only is it engaging, but it's also there as a downloadable resource.
Yeah, agreed.
And coming to the post-training stage, a short recap or gist of the training can be offered to the learners to help them retain. And as you can see, there are a lot of opportunities for people to enhance their training. Even a quick live video recording can address a requirement in no time.
Agreed. Thank you, Shalini. That was useful information indeed. I would like you to now share something on the tools that we use for making videos, and as AI being the trend, what AI has got for us.
Right. So I'll just share a list of common tools used for mm-hmm. creating videos.
Great.
I'm sure most of us are familiar with a lot of them. Microsoft PowerPoint, Adobe Flash, Adobe Premiere, Adobe After Effects, VionGo, Camtasia, Synthesia, VideoScribe, FlexClip. So these
That's
are just some popular.
List. Yeah. That's really a very handy list, Chalini. How do you think AI can help us?
Right. For learning professionals, AI tools are really helping us speed up the overall design and development process by generating enhanced content and efficient assessments. AI is also inspiring our creativity, you know, by providing design suggestions and innovative ideas and helping us brainstorm and experiment with new design approaches. And of course, another significant part is that a lot of our workload is reduced, allowing us to allocate more time to strategic and creative aspects of course development. So that, and now when it comes to training managers, it helps them to swiftly deploy training programs to meet organizational needs. AI also helps us reduce costs associated with manual content creation, assessments, and so on. And also, you know, when it comes to videos, which really is the focus of today's session, there are tools, there are AI-driven video development tools, which significantly cut down the time and cost.
Great.
So AI is really helping in a very global way. And there are a lot of tools available in the market to help us create dynamic videos. I'll just touch on three of them, VionGo, Synthesia, and FlexClip, because these are some tools that, you know, we've been leveraging very powerfully to create a very effective, impactful video-based learning.
Wow, interesting.
So VionGo is an AI-based script and video creator. So it can create a script and high-quality, editable video content based on a text prompt in seconds. So all the AI technology exists right in the Vion platform, and there's no need to use multiple tools to generate or edit content. And I think, you know, the visual appeal of VionGo is also very high.
Oh, right.
And so you get the animations. VionGo is really popular for animated, you know, kind of the animated look and feel.
Good to know that.
And then we have, you know, what I mentioned earlier, the talking heads. This is where Synthesia is a great AI video creation platform. The tool allows us to create professional videos without the need for a camera, microphone, actors, or studios. So you can select the avatar. There are multiple avatars to choose from. You can select the language and other available features, the backdrops and so on, to create your videos by just entering the right prompts, by entering the right text. And you can create a new video from scratch, or you can use the built-in AI script generator to start the development. So Synthesia is a popular tool. And then FlexClip's free online AI video maker and generator can help us create and edit captivating videos with templates very effortlessly. It can also seamlessly transform a few lines of text into an engaging video or animation. All of this powered by AI and within no time. So these are some popular tools, Aleka. There are a lot of other tools out there, and I think it all depends on what our organizations have taken the license for. But I would really encourage our listeners to go out there and explore a couple of them, because if you're still in the process of evaluating tools, you know, it would be diligent research will be helpful.
Yes.
And as I mentioned before, you know, all of them have such different looks, and the look and feel can differ so much. Yep. It is really worth checking it out firsthand. And most of these tools have, you know, on their websites, they have demos. So, you know, for you to get a very quick idea of what it looks like, it's worth exploring those demos and seeing what are the capabilities and possibilities. So with that, Aleka, I have come to the end of the session on video-based learning. And I hope all our listeners found some creative ways to use them, these videos in your training sessions.
That was great listening to you, Shalini. Thank you so much for sharing your, the detailing of the different types of videos, for debusting the myths, and, what are the different AI-based video tools available in the market, and the type of strategy they are already having, the built-in features. Thank you so much once again, Shalini.
My pleasure.
It's great to know that videos can be used everywhere, provided they stay aligned with the objectives and help learners learn to bring the best out of them. We would like to encourage our listeners to take a minute to think of where you could begin to start using video-based learning. For more such informative podcasts, please do visit comlabindiaresources.com/podcast. Thank you all once again, and see you next week.